Hello and welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. It's the 23rd today. Apologies for not doing a few earlier. This is the behind the scenes usual thing. I'm sitting at my desk in the evening on the 23rd, just filling up envelopes with books that I've signed. People have been buying them, which has been very kind. So that's another run to the post office tomorrow. Was hoping to go to the land today, but unfortunately the weather was a bit grim. It did turn out nice later in the afternoon, but with these short days, it's very difficult to judge first thing in the morning what it's like. Excuse the paper rattling. I've just got to write the address on here, so bear with me as I do that. I thought I'd just quickly do another of these. How do you spell his surname? Oh, yes, here we go. Obviously, I can't read this out loud. This is private information of somebody's address. But, yeah, we're running out of books now to sell. I've got to make that decision soon about whether I do another run or not, whether there is enough people out there to warrant more. I guess it depends if I do some sort of book tour and try and get people interested. Anyway, there's another book ready to go. Where to put it? In that box over there. There we are. A few more emails to go through yet, but I just thought very briefly I would record another one for you. Yes, very determined to get up there. We've had a busy week this week, what with one thing and another. I had a chap come over yesterday. You may have seen the interview now. He'd written a book about the Q-drops, which I didn't really know much about. People had talked to me about it. Some people were saying it was a psyop. Some people were saying, no, it's true. And some people are very much on the shelf or on the fence, I suppose. And I guess that's where I am, really, with it. I don't know. Don't know what to trust. I've stopped listening to the news. And I don't watch any of the fear-mongering YouTube stuff anymore telling us the doom and gloom. Sorry, that's just an email that's just popped in from the bloke who I've just written out his book to, who said, I try to acknowledge to everybody when they have sent money and bought the book, and I acknowledge them and say, it's going to be in the post, this will be in the post tomorrow. It's a bit late now, 10 to 6, the post office is shut. And on these miserable days, you know, what better thing to do than take a stroll down to the post office and get the books underway? I'd love to know more from the people who are reading the books, what they think of them. And also from those that were given as gifts to people who were perhaps needed a little nudge into what's going on, whether they've read them or just dismissed them. I'm sure a lot of people will dismiss it. I'm not saying that it's the answer to anything. It's just my opinion, based on what I have learnt over the last 3 years and what I think the answer is. Who gave them permission, or who gives them the authority video that I made a few days ago, that seems to have gone down pretty well. And I have been alerted to a post that somebody who has answered that, a number of people, I haven't had a great chance to study that, to be honest with you. I've been doing various other things here. It's just been a bit of a busy time. I was trying to work on my new book and take advantage of these down days when one can't get onto the land. We were due the other day to go and look at a tractor. We were seriously thinking of buying a little tractor for the land, which will help get stuff up the track and drag stuff about. We've also got some tree roots to pull out, and a tractor would be ideal for that. There's no way I can do it, you know, myself. If it was just one root, you might dig it out, but if there's 20 or 30 of them, it's a slightly different matter. But a small tractor will be extremely useful. Anyway, we were all due to go and see it, but the chap who had the tractor said, He wanted £250 to secure it, but it was a non-returnable deposit. Well, naturally, until we'd seen it, we didn't know whether we wanted it or not, and we wanted to know how reliable it was and etc., and actually have a go on it. But I wasn't prepared to pay £250 and then decide actually I wasn't going to buy it. So we said, look, we can only get over to you. I think it was on Wednesday we were planning on going. And he said, no, that's fine. He said, but if I do get an inquiry before then, you know, be aware that I might sell it. And I said, well, you know, that's if it's for us, it's for us. If it's not for us, there'll be another one. There's a lot of these old tractors around. I'm not looking at anything massively expensive, of course, and this is like looking at old tractors from the vintage period. We don't need them to plough fields and such, cut a bit of grass, move things about. There's lots of different things you can do with tractors other than ploughing, and we don't want to do any ploughing as such, but we may have to shift things along, trees and things that come down, so we're going to need to be able to chain them and drag them into a position. So that's the sort of thing. But anyway, it fell through, unfortunately. The chap the day before, Tuesday, said, ah, I'm so sorry, somebody else, you know, they bought it on spec. Well, that's all right, you know, that's what happens. So that was a bit of a disappointment, because that would have been lovely to have filmed in the English couple and something to have got our teeth into. And we could have gone up there and moved some stuff that we're desperate to get on with. There's lots of other jobs, of course. But in these uncertain, windy, cold days, and what with me and this muscle issue that is slowly disappearing now, thank goodness, I didn't want to get my muscles cold and stressed. You know, it's been imperative to keep them warm. So I know it's not the best time of year to go and do these things, but work keeps you warm, and that's what I was looking forward to doing. But anyway, hopefully there might be some bright weather over the weekend. We're looking at various areas to plant things, and we're waiting for the potatoes. We bought these potatoes, and they're supposed to come as seed potatoes. Here's another one. I'm interested in your book. I shall send you the information in a minute. And, so we were going to have a space in the house here where we would chit them so that they grow the beginnings of the roots, and then you plant them out. I guess once the last frosts have gone. Well, we want to build up some beds for these potatoes. We've got an idea or two where we're going to put them. But until they come, I can't remember how many we bought and how many potatoes you get off each little seed potato itself. I think you get like 10. And there's some earlies, and I think there's some later ones. So we'll see how we go. But they haven't arrived. You order them. Golly, I think we ordered them in November. And then they say they'll come in January. Well, there's not many more days left in January, only a 7 or 8 left, so it would be nice to get them, really. But anyway, there we are. That's the thing. What else can I tell you? Been enjoying the fires. We went and got some logs the other day. I think I mentioned that. And hopefully, if we're lucky, it's been a bit milder now, so trying not to light the fires too early in the morning. We went for a stroll today, which was nice. We were going to go to a woodland walk, actually, as it had brightened up. But by the time we both were ready, I realised it still gets dark really early. So in the end, we just took a stroll around the parks, which was very nice locally, and then came back and got on with various other bits and pieces. A lot of, you know, stuff in the house to do. And bits of paperwork and diary keeping, and you know, one can keep oneself busy very easily and not get bored. I notice it's 6 o'clock now, so I've just got the Essie going. I'm going to sort out some grub for tonight. When Julia gets back, she's off to do some various things, and when she's back, we'll decide what we're going to have. But I think it might be sausages, might have sausages and mash and beans and peas or something. Something simple, I think, tonight. We've had quite a bit of chicken, free-range chicken. We had a chicken the other day. It was lovely. And we were able to get 2 other meals out of it. So it makes the price well worth, including bone broth, which is lovely. And in fact, we asked the butcher, we must do that before those bones go off. They're in the fridge now. We must boil up the bones. I shall ask Julia about that tonight. Maybe she can get them boiling so we could have that tomorrow. That might be a good idea. Just to keep up the old nutrients, you understand? Anyway, I just wanted to do something. I know this is a bit short, but I was aware that I hadn't done a few. So I apologise for that, but we'll get back on into the swing very soon. Anyway, thank you for listening. Take care and enjoy yourselves.